The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from DeSales High School on a Monday. The start of a busy week, the last week of the regular season for the Irish girls and boys, and they will play four division games in 5 days to round out the regular season. And it all starts here with the Lady Irish taking on the Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights, and then the boys game will be in the second half of the doubleheader. The Hazeltine girls are currently 5-3 on the season, 8 in the division, 8-8 overall. They are number 3 in the Southeast 1B Grape Division. The Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights, under head coach Richard Caswell, they are winless on the season. We'll be right back with the pregame notes on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at DeSales High School. Both teams are on the floor warming up. The boys' JV game is over. It was an exciting one. The Irish boys went back and forth with Walla Walla Valley Academy in the JV game, ended up losing 47-44. A Sam Fazari three-pointer from the left wing, right in line with my view up here from where I sit. It was right on line. It just a little short. It hit the front rim and bounced away. But it was an exciting ball game. Lady Irish warming up down to my right in the home white uniforms with the forest green numbers and the Vegas gold trim of the Lady Knights. Down to our left in the dark crimson red with the white numbers warming up as we sit in the top row of the bleachers at the press table. Directly down below my viewpoint is the scorers table. To my right will be the Wava bench, and to my left will be the DeSales bench, and across the way, the fans are trickling in. Walla Walla Valley Academy over to my right on our side has their section about three-fourths full. Short road trip from them on their campus over in College Place. Well, this is the start of the final week of the regular season. The Lady Irish and the Irish boys will be very busy. They play four games this week, and the league tournament starts next week. So let's take a look at the Southeast 1B standings. Keep in mind, you have to finish in the top four to make the postseason. If you're either first or second, you will host a first-round league tournament matchup against a team from the Wheat Division. If you are the third or fourth place team, you have to travel in the first round. It's double elimination. First place, Yakima Nation Tribal. They are undefeated on the season at 19-0, and they're ranked number two in the state. So number one in the league division is locked up. Liberty Christian is 6-3. DeSales, a game back at 5-3, and Sunnyside Christian is at 5-4. I have a little asterisk by Sunnyside Christian's schedule because their site, their spot on the WI website is not completely accurate. They've got at least one game that I know they've played that, but I don't know what the score was, that's not included in the standings. So, but regardless, Liberty Christian, DeSales, Sunnyside Christian are all within a game of each other for second, third, and fourth place. The good news is all three of those teams will make the postseason, as the fifth place team, Prescott, is 3-7. They have no chance of getting into the top four. Touche at 3-7, and Walla Walla Valley Academy hasn't won a ball game. And as I mentioned, we will play four games this week. WAVA tonight, tomorrow, the Lady Irish travel to Liberty Christian. So that's one of the teams they're battling with for seeding with. And then on Friday, Sunnyside Christian is in the Irish gym. So the Sales girls control their own fate as far as seeding goes. Try to build some momentum against the winless Knights team tonight. On the Wheat Division side, Garpal's girls are 11-0. Oaksdale is number two at 10-1. Pomeroy is 7-3, and Tico Rosalia is 6-6 for their top four. Colton is in fifth place at 3-8, so their top four is set as well. Garpal and Oaksdale, either one or two, and then Pomeroy and Tico Rosalia will battle it out for third and fourth. On the boys' side, similar to the girls, more or less. Well, actually, it's more like the Wheat Division girls. On the boys' side, Liberty Christian, undefeated, ranked number one in the state. The Sales boys at 9-1, and they play Liberty Christian tomorrow night. Sunnyside Christian is 7-3. DeSales plays them on Friday. And then in fourth place, Touche at 6-5. And then Riverside Christian still in the hunt. They're in fifth place at 5-7. Then Yakima Nation at 3-9. Walla Walla Valley Academy, the Irish boys' opponent tonight, is 3-7. And Prescott is winless. This is the only game being played tonight in the Southeast 1B Conference, and no games in the Wheat Division either. So that's a look at the schedule and the standings. Well, I didn't look at the boys' standings in the Wheat Division. Garpal 12-0, Oaksdale 11-1, similar to the Irish and the Liberty Christian. Pomeroy is 8-4, Dayton is 7-5. Colton is still in the mix. They are 5-9 in fifth place. Now we'll take a break and come back and take a look at how these teams have been playing as we head into the final week of the regular season. You're listening to Irish Girls Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as the teams continue to warm up here at DeSales High School for this girls' division contest. Let's take a look at how these teams have been doing lately. The Lady Irish on a one-game winning streak, winning last Friday at Prescott 47-15, got off to a nice fast start against a team that is in fifth place. 27-7 lead after the first quarter. Coach Hazeltine got all the players in. They all played quite a bit. Teresa Holtzinger, a 5'4 sophomore, 20 points. She hit 5 3-point field goals. And Addison Mason was our Dairy Queen player of the game, the 5'8 freshman, her best game of the year. 14 points, seems to be gaining some confidence as she plays in the low post. She got quite a bit of playing time last year as an eighth grader. She's just trying to learn how to handle herself. She likes the physical part of the game, and she's just rounding into her confidence level in the low post and running the floor as well. So she had a nice ball game. Again, the Irish girls playing their first of four games in 5 days, or 6 days, actually. I think I said four games in 5 days. It's Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So they'll have a chance to practice Wednesday and Thursday. Big game at Liberty Christian on Tuesday, then Sunnyside Christian in the Irish Gym on Friday, and finish the regular season against Touche here on Saturday. Walla Walla Valley Academy in last place in the Southeast 1B Great Division, still looking for a win. They had their best game of the year by score margin last Monday at Touche. They lost 27-22. That's been their closest game of the season. They play a friendship tournament at the Walla Walla College and Walla Walla Valley Academy campuses next week. And so they've got several games coming up. That's why they've only played 9 games so far in the season. These two teams met back on January 13, a couple weeks ago, at Walla Walla Valley Academy. The Irish girls won that game 47-15. The defense was smothering against Walla Walla Valley Academy. Everybody played. 9 players scored. Peyton Benavides, 5'8" junior, 12 points to lead the Irish. And Natalie Michaels, a 5'8" eighth grader. And her first varsity action, 4 points. And so first varsity point. She'd suited up a couple other times, but she got the Dairy Queen player of the game in that one. Both teams are heading to their benches. We'll come back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. You'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The teams have gone to their benches and ready for the announcements of the starting lineups. We'll give those to you now. For Walla Walla Valley Academy under head coach Richard Coswell, he will start Brianna Thomas, a sophomore. They do not list heights on their roster, but I'll try to guesstimate those as they come out on the floor. Brianna Thomas, a sophomore, she had 3 points when these teams met on January 13th. Reagan Bryant, a freshman, will start. Natalie Pearson, a sophomore, will start. Emma Williams, another sophomore, will start. And Grace Bennett, a freshman, will start. She had 2 points as well. Not much offense for WAVA in that game last on the 13th of January. They had just 15 points. For the Irish, under head coach Nick Hazeltine, with the 8-8 overall record, 5-3 in the division, currently in third place, one game behind Liberty Christian, the Irish girls' opponent tomorrow night. Teresa Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore, will start. She had 5 points at WAVA. She had 20 in the game against Prescott last Friday. Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior, will start. Peyton led the Irish in scoring against WAVA last time with 12 points. She had 8 out at Prescott. Madison Ortuno, a 5'4 senior, will start. She had 2 points the last time these teams played. Tessa Mendoza, a 5'6 freshman, will start. And Addison Mason, a 5'8 junior, will start. Addison had a nice game out at Prescott, scoring those 14 points, and she was our Dairy Queen player of the game. So WAVA, a very young team. They start 1, 2 freshmen and 3 sophomores. They do not have a senior on their roster, only 1 junior on their roster, Rosie Ellis, who played but did not score when these teams met on the 13th. So a very young Walla Walla Valley team taking on a young team with the Lady Irish as well. Well, Lon, you're getting settled in. You found your glasses, yeah? All right. So who are our officials tonight?
I can.
Or have you had a chance to check that out?
I'm still not on, I guess. What? I don't hear you.
You don't hear me? Now do you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's pretty noisy in there.
Yeah. Who are the officials?
The officials tonight are David Thompson is probably the umpire two. It looks like Casey Waddell is umpire number one. And Caitlin Nelson is the referee. She gets to throw the ball.
She gets to throw the ball up. And the two teams huddle up with their coaches. The officials have taken their positions. And we're ready for the opening tip in this one. Monday night crowd. The Irish stands across the way, probably about 30% full. That's generous. And the Wava night crowd over to my right down below me, there's sections of the bleachers probably about 50% full. Student section, our boys team is over there and a few students. Young man in a Minnesota Vikings jersey is over there. I like that. And the Knights control the tip. They get it to Thomas into front court. Now with it is Bennett. Bennett gets it over to Bryant. Bryant to nice. Thomas to Bryant. Bryant's shot won't go. Rebounded by Williams, her put back off the mark. Mason's got it. She heads up court, gets it to Mendoza, cut off, get it to Ortuno. 12-footer on the way, won't go. Rebound by Williams. Outlet to Thomas, and the Knights will push it into front court. Mendoza shadowing Thomas. Now she's over on guarding Bennett. Mendoza kind of chasing the ball around right now. They drive baseline, get it down low to Reagan Bryant. The freshman can't find room to shoot. Kicks it out to Pearson. Her shot's off the mark. Another offensive rebound for the Knights. Missed by on the putback, but then another offensive rebound. Now they lose the ball, but the Knights really crashing the board. And now Holtzinger into front court. Up top to Mendoza on the right wing. Benavidez, one dribble on a pass from the inside, and she gets the roll. So Peyton on the block down on the right side. Got the pass, took a step inside, put a shot up off the rim, and got the roll. Irish score first, lead 2-0. Irish showing full court pressure. Thomas gets it into front court. We got a whistle and a foul. Teresa Holtzinger ended up with the ball, but she's going to get called for a reach-in foul. First foul of the game. Stops the clock just underway here in the first quarter. 6:42 to go first quarter. Thomas looks to get it in bounds. Nobody open. Throws it into the lane now to Bennett, and we've got a whistle and traveling call down the freshman as she was trying to find room to shoot. Knights show full court pressure. Mendoza gets it to Mason. Mason breaks the press. Bounce pass inside to Ortuno. Her shot won't go in traffic. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. Mason did a nice job. Caught that ball in the press break right in the middle of the court. Just behind the half-court line, and then started the 3-on-1 break. There's a steal on the inbound by Benavidez, and she'll lay it in. Peyton Benavidez took advantage of careless passing by the Knights. Good defense. Peyton's got all four of the Irish points. There's a steal by Ortuno on the inbound. She gets it to Holtzinger. Teresa scores it. So the Irish score two quick baskets and lead at 6-0. Inbound now goes to Williams. Williams passed to half-court to Bennett. She tangles with Benavidez, and I think that's going to be a reach-in foul on Peyton Benavidez. So the Lady Irish, a couple of quick steals, and then they go for another steal and get called for the foul. Knights inbound it. Now at the top of the key, Thomas gets it over to Williams. Williams on the left wing, Holtzinger on her. Now pass up top to Pearson, knocked away by Mendoza. Pearson gets it back. Now Bennett with it, gets on the right wing to Thomas. Lady Irish really extending the digits. Thomas takes a tough 12-footer, and she banks it in. The first basket for Walla Walla Valley Academy comes at the 5:42 mark of the first quarter. Irish up 6-2. Fast break against the press. Oh, Ortuno finds Mendoza. Mendoza can't finish the lay-in. Ortuno got the ball on the right wing. Mendoza running fast up the left sideline. Caught it and put it up off the glass, and it rolled off the rim. went out of bounds off of the Knights. They lob it in on the inbound to Benavides. Her shot off the back iron. And then Benavides slaps it away after Thomas got the rebound. And Peyton knocked it out of bounds. Lady Irish up 6-2, 5:25 to go first quarter. Williams will bring it into front court. The sophomore gives it off to Bennett. Back to Williams. Now top of the key to Thomas, stolen by Mendoza. Mendoza wants to take it the other way. She will. On the right wing to Holtzinger. They leave her alone. She doesn't shoot it. She gives it up top to Mendoza. Swings it to Benavides. She'll shoot the long one. Off the mark, won't go. Holtzinger runs down the rebound deep on the right wing. Right on her is Reagan Bryant. Holtzinger now finds Benavides again. Ball fake. Baseline jumper by Bennett. Benavides won't go. Rebound Knights. Bryant gets it to Thomas now, who will walk it across the timeline. Irish up 4-4 at 4:48 mark of the first quarter, up 6-2. Pass inside to Thomas. Lane attempt won't go. Rebound Mason. Good look for Wava on their set play. Mason ahead to Mendoza. Pass to Ortuno underneath the basket as it's stripped away. Goes right to Benavides. Her shot short, possibly partially blocked. The Knights come out of there with the loose ball. Bennett's got it. She has it knocked away from behind by Benavides. Peyton is very active. Holtzinger comes up with the loose ball. Timeout on the floor. A little bit ragged, very ragged. Nick Hazeltine says, timeout, let's settle down. 4:22 to go, first quarter. Lady Irish up 6-2 on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
When these teams met on January 13th at WAVA, the Irish jumped out to a 17-4 lead at the end of the first quarter. The Knights' defense seems a lot tougher, and there's a steal by Bennett. She'll go the other way, misses a lay-in, rebound Holtzinger. Gretchen Ferraro just came in the ballgame, bit of an errant pass there. Holtzinger gets it back in front court to Mason. She turns and shoots from 12, off the iron, won't go. Rebound Williams. Now to Bryant, in the middle of to Thomas, and she's fouled by Ferraro. Gretchen Ferraro picks up her first foul, the third on the Irish. The Knights have not committed a foul. Inbound now to Emma Williams. Back to Pearson on the right wing. The Knights seem much improved, especially with their defense. Williams trapped on the baseline, double team, ball knocked away. Ferraro and Holtzinger tangled up with her. And the possession arrow is going to go to the Knights. Knights got the opening tip. There must have been a jump ball somewhere in here so far. I don't remember it. Inbound pass stolen away by Holtzinger, and then she's fouled by Brianna Thomas, who tried to tie her up. Teresa, nice job turning away from her with the ball. Walla Walla Valley Academy, first substitutions are coming in. DeSales substitute after that timeout. Lindley Donnelly's in there along with Gretchen Ferraro. The fresh Knight players, Addison Stewart, a freshman, is in there. Judith Nateris, a freshman, is in there. Irish steal the inbound to come the other way, and two passes and a lay-in for Addison Mason. Irish up 8-2. There's a pass to Claire Vixie, who also came in. Those are the three subs. Vixie, Nateris, and I can't remember who the other one. Oh, it's Stewart, who has the ball right now. Pass up top to Christensen, who's also checked it. In fact, they've now subbed five. Oh, there's a long three by Bryant. She kind of walked into that shot. It won't go. And now a jump ball. That looked like a young kid out at the playground just getting a running start on shooting the ball. The possession arrow, as it was a tie-up on the rebound, is in favor of the Irish. They'll inbound it to Donnelly. Lindley gets it deep on the right wing to Holtzinger. So Holtzinger and Mason, two starters out there. Audrey Casso, who's been out of uniform for a few games, is in the ballgame. Shot by Mason on the baseline, won't go. Rebound Ferraro runs it down, gets it to Holtzinger. They fire a pass inside to Casso, and it's off her hands and out of bounds. Lady Irish up 8-2, 2:38 to go first quarter. Inbound pass taken away by Holtzinger ahead to Donnelly. Lindley misses the lay-in. The Sales missing a lot of easy opportunities. Christensen into front court. Up top it goes to Caswell. She'll fire. It won't go. Rebounded by Dixie. Dixie gets it over to Christensen. Her shot on the baseline is an air ball. Holtzinger's got it. Gets it to Donnelly behind the defense. And Lindley makes it this time. Teresa sees the court so well. Four different Lady Irish have scored. They lead 10-2. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Ball tipped, chased down by Christensen. We got a whistle and traveling called as Materis caught the ball just across the timeline. Matty Ortuno and Peyton Benavides and Mendoza, three starters, check back in. Ferraro and Casso stay out there. So now Nick Hazeltine has been able to give all of his starters a break here in the first quarter as Holtzinger and Mason sit down. 1:56 to go, first quarter. Pass inside to Benavides. Easy lay-in. Nice pass by Ortuno. Saw Peyton open inside. Irish have opened up a 12-2 lead. 1:42 to go in the quarter. Christensen on the drive. Ball knocked away. Mendoza has it. Mendoza racing the other way. Harris is back. Mendoza passes it to Ortuno, who wasn't expecting it. She finds Benavides wide open. Beautiful pass. Mendoza back-to-back assists from Ortuno. And there's a ball knocked away from the Whatnight player, Natera. She runs it down. Irish up 14-2 now. Coswell in backcourt with the ball. And that's a 10-second violation. The Irish defense has really turned it up against, especially against the second unit players for Walla Walla Valley Academy. Richard Coswell, the WAVA coach, his team has not won a game. They'll play the bulk of their, well, not the bulk. They'll play probably four games in their friendship tournament coming up soon. There's another pass inside to Benavides. She lays it in over the front rim. 10 points for Peyton, and there's Mendoza with a steal. Ahead to Ferraro. Ferraro goes up with a shot. She's fouled by Caswell. Irish up 16-2 now. Quite a little spurt here in the last couple minutes. Gretchen will shoot two free throws, 5'2", eighth grader. But anyway, Walla Walla Valley Academy's girls, last place, winless, very young team. No seniors, only one senior, excuse me, on their roster. And so Coach Caswell, we just got to play all our girls and get better. Get tuned up for their friendship tournament that they play at the end of the season every year.
Starting Thursday, by the way.
Yeah, Adventist academies from around the area come in. And we got a couple players that stepped into the lane. WAVA girl did it first. I guess that's like football, huh? The first whoever jumps first.
But usually you catch the second one, but they got it right this time.
Benavides for us and Stewart for them. Stewart was first. So Gretchen takes advantage and hits the second try of the second free throw. Irish up 17-2. And now Gretchen will come out of the ball game, and Teresa Holtzinger checks back in. Holtzinger, Mendoza, Casso, Benavides, and Ortuno on the floor. And Mendoza knocks the ball out of bounds as they try to inbound after the made free throw. Now the Knights will move over along the sideline near the Irish boys coaching staff. Watching the action. Pass in the front court, stolen by Benavides. 53 seconds to go in the quarter. Benavides gets a player in the air, decides not to shoot it. Now the Holtzinger finds Ortuno down low, no room to shoot. Back to Teresa. 43 seconds on the game clock in the quarter, 15 on the shot clock. They get it to Ortuno at the foul line area. Jump shot on the way, won't go. Benavides with the rebound and the putback. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 points for Peyton Benavides here in the first quarter. Irish up 19-2. Into front court comes Judith Nateras. Another steal at half court by Benavides. She comes the other way, and she'll lay it in with the left hand. She's filling up the score sheet in the first quarter box. That's more of a rectangle. Holtzinger slaps another ball away. 21-2, Lady Irish. Bit of a ragged start, but the Irish defense has created a lot of offense with steals in the press. Coswell inbounds it to Nateras. Nateras pass inside. Errant one saved by Stewart, but out of bounds in front of the Irish bench after another Knight player couldn't grab it. 4.3 seconds left to go in the quarter. Game situation here. Irish will play for one shot, of course. Benavidez got it. She sees the clock, fires a long three, in and out, stays out. Benavidez has got the shooting eye tonight. That looked good. It rattled in, popped out, hit the backboard, almost went back in. 21-2 to Sales after the first 8 minutes here on the Irish court. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live to start the second quarter. Irish up 21-2, and Williams will get the inbound, and she fires up a long one. Can't score if you don't shoot. It was a little short. Irish get the rebound. They come the other way. Holtzinger's first three-point attempt of the game. Off the mark, run down by Mendoza. Long rebound. They'll reset. Now Teresa with the ball. Peyton Benavidez, Mason, Mendoza, Ortuno, and Holtzinger on the floor for the Irish starting five. They get down low to Mason. Goes up strong, can't hit the shot, and she'll foul, trying to get the rebound. Pushed in the back against a WAVA player. She pushed the WAVA player in the back. With four games in 6 days, a game tomorrow, a big one for the Irish at Liberty Christian. Coach Hazeltine has to find that balance between treating this like a good rep, practice opportunity, and keeping your prayers with the fresh legs. Thomas misses the shots and air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds on the end line. Neither team has scored here. 46 seconds into the second quarter. Holtzinger against the full court press. Gets it to Mason in the front court to Ortuno. Kicks it back to Mendoza. Then Mendoza turns and throws it right to Bryant, intended for Benavidez. I'm guessing Coach Caswell said, hey, we got to get guarding number 12, Benavidez. She's got 14 first quarter points. There's a shot way short from the Knights, and then under the basket, Ortuno and Reagan Bryant get tangled up. Possession arrow in favor of the Irish. Ortuno's going to come out of the ball game, and Lindley Donnelly checks in. Get to Mendoza on the sideline, left side. Gets it in front court now to Donnelly. 2-3 zone by the Knights. Swing it over to Donnelly. 16-footer, catch and shoot. She makes it from the left wing. Couple steps inside the arc, 23-2. And we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Is that a foul? Or
she stepped in, over? Stepped in bounds.
Stepped over in the stepped onto the court without throwing the ball.
There you go.
There we go. Turnover on the Knights. Holtzinger will inbound to the basket. Throws it through the hands of Benavidez. Donnelly will try to chase it down. She's out raced by Bennett. Bennett, good hustle, misses the lane the other way. Now Donnelly has a great hustle by Grace Bennett, the Knight freshman. They're a very young team. Benavidez gets it to Holtzinger, drives with the left elbow. Cut off, gets it to Mason, now to Mendoza. Back to Holtzinger, swing it to Donnelly. Three on the way, left wing. It's short. That's an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. Same angle, Lindley made that jumper a moment ago, but she stepped back a few steps and couldn't quite get it there. Got to find the range. Two players come in for the Irish, Audrey Casso, 5'7 junior, and Gretchen Ferraro, 5'2 eighth grader. Mendoza and Benavidez sit down. So Holtzinger and Mason, the two stars out there. Ferraro steals the play on the inbound, steals the ball on the inbound, and gets it to Holtzinger for the lay-in. Nice job by Gretchen Ferraro. The steal, the assist, and then Teresa finishes it. Irish up 25-2. And then there's a the shot clock didn't start. Okay. So they'll inbound in front of the Knights basket. That happened in the JV game a couple times. The game clock and the shot clock got out of sync somehow. Williams gets the ball and bounces it knocked away by Holtzinger. Thomas picks it up. She'll come in front court. She has it stolen by Casso. Sales getting a lot of steals against these young Wawa Knights. Now to Holtzinger in the front court to Donnelly. Left wing pass to Ferraro. High post to Mason. Mason's shot's way short. Castle's going to chase it down under the basket. They'll get it to Donnelly. Swing it to Holtzinger. Jump stop at behind the arc. Three on the way. Won't go. Mason with the rebound. Goes up strong. Too strong. Rebound Williams. Addison was making those shots against Prescott the other night when she scored 14. She's a little off the target today. Donnelly with the steal ahead to Holtzinger. Teresa will miss the lay-in. Too strong in the lay-in. Donnelly with the rebound. Now to Costa, now to Teresa, and the Irish will set up the offense. 5 minutes to go, first half. Sales up 25-2. Teresa dribbles to the right elbow. Shot off the mark, won't go. Rebounded by Thomas. She loses her balance coming down hard on the floor, and she's called for traveling. Into the game for the Knights, Rosie Ellis, a junior, the oldest player on the Knights roster. They have no seniors. Irish inbound, get it in the corner to Holtzinger. Three on the way. She's got it. Rip City. Nothing but net. And the net stays up on the rim a little bit. Steal on the inbound by Casso. Irish up 28-2. Kick out to Holtzinger. Three on the way. She fixes the net. Rip City from the left corner. The net got curled on the rim. Teresa got the ball on the right wing, Rip City, and put the net right down where it belongs. So back-to-back threes by Teresa Holtzinger. Those Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. 8 points in the quarter, 10 for the game for Teresa. And she got those last 2 3-pointers in a hurry. Irish up 31-2. 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Substitutions. Holtzinger's going to sit down after getting that net readjusted with that nothing but net three-pointer. In the game for the Irish, Benavides, Mason, and Mendoza, three girls who started the ball game. They get it to Mason at the foul line. She turns and throws it to Casso, knocked out of bounds nicely by Abby Caswell, freshman off of Caswell. So Mendoza will inbound on the sideline across the way from our vantage point in the corner to Mason. Down low to Benavides. Shot won't go. Gets her own rebound. Misses again. Rebounded by Natalie Pearson, the sophomore. Nice, strong rebound, and she's fouled by Benavides.
Jump ball.
Oh, jump ball they call. Thank you, Lon.
Yeah, or I'm hoping they call more jump balls than fouls.
There's a pass in the front court stolen by Ferraro. Gretchen one on four. She'll slow it up, get it to the foul line to Mason. Nobody on her, but they decide to pass around and run the offense. Mason gets it back. In traffic, puts a shot up, it won't go. Rebounded by Pearson. Pearson now to Stewart in the front court. The Knights have not scored here in the second quarter, just one basket in the ballgame. Nice pass down low to Stewart, and she lays it in. The Wawa fans like that. The post player, Natalie Pearson, caught it at the elbow on the right side with her back to the basket, and she fired a pass right underneath to Stewart. Hope the other way, Irish miss a lane attempt. Benavides comes out of there with the rebound. They'll reset to Mendoza, to Ferraro, to Mason. Kick out to Casso. Three on the way, left side. Off the iron, won't go. Long rebound chased down by Ellis for the Knights. Wawa, a chance to score on back-to-back possessions here after getting the defensive stop. There's a pass inside stolen by Casso. Casso's going to take it all the way in on the right side. The defense catches up to her. She misses the shot. Ferraro with the rebound. She misses as well. 31-4 Irish. 3 minutes to go, first half. Stewart will bring it into front court. Gets it to the foul line area to Caswell, and Caswell hits it. So the Knights on a 4-point run. Irish up 31-6. Mason into front court. Gets it to Casso. Back to Mason. Mason, a little four-footer in the lane. Off the iron, won't go. Gets her own rebound. Goes up strong, and she's fouled. She collided hard with Reagan Bryant, the lanky freshman. Couple of freshmen going at it there. Addison, a freshman as well. Addison's a little more physical. Shoot two free throws. First one is up and off the iron. Madison has 2 points. Irish are now 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Substitution for the Knights as Ellis and Pearson come out. Thomas, the starter, comes back in. And Mason hits the second free throw. Nice job. The whistle blew, and she's had so many this year where she stepped on the line. Her head immediately shot over to the official, but it was to bring in a substitute for Addison, and that was Brooklyn Sharp Frazier. Irish lead at 32-6. Ball knocked out of bounds down the far left corner off of DeSales. Thomas inbounds it to Bennett. Bennett to Stewart. Down low to Thomas, and she takes a shot off the mark, but she's fouled. And that's going to be on Brooklyn Sharp Frazier, the 6'1 senior for the Irish. And it was a shooting foul, so Thomas will shoot 2 free throws. She scored the only field goal of the first quarter for the Knights. Her first free throw is off the mark. If you're listening home and thinking about coming down to the boys' game, should be a good one. The Irish boys beat Walla Walla Valley Academy 72-53, but Walla Walla Valley Academy, they play hard and they look the part. They've got a 6'4 player, a 6'6 player, missed free throw. And Addison Stewart with the rebound and banks it in from 5 feet. 32-8, but they have 6'6", 6'4", 6'5", and a couple quick darts. Pass against the press. They get it down low to Brooklyn Sharp Frazier, and she lays it in. Nice catch and shoot for the field goal by Brooklyn. Irish up 34-8. Left wing pass goes to Bennett. Ball stolen away by Holtzinger, who's come back in the ballgame. Teresa will make the lane. She missed one a little bit ago. Didn't miss that one. She's got 10 in the quarter, 12 for the game. Irish up 36-8. Up top with it is Christensen, the freshman, gets it to another freshman, Caswell. Over to Bennett, another freshman. Very, very young team. Now Thomas with it over to Caswell. Caswell's shot off the mark over in the left side. Fortuna runs it down, gets it to Mendoza. Mendoza goes up strong with the lay-in attempt. It won't go, and she's fouled by Shaylee Christensen. And Mendoza will go to the line to shoot 2. 36-8. Lady Irish taking care of business. Setting up a big matchup with Liberty Christian tomorrow night. Liberty Christian in second place. The Irish girls in third place. 1 game behind Liberty Christian. Liberty has 6 wins. The Irish girls have 5 wins, each with 3 losses. Mendoza misses the first free throw. Second one is up and off the back iron. Rebound tipped by Sharp, but controlled by Bennett. 36-8 to Sales. 1:20 to go, first half. Pass to Christian, tipped away, but goes right to Thomas. Her shot won't go. Rebound maybe partially blocked. Holtzinger's coming out of there with it. Gets it ahead to Mendoza. Back to Holtzinger. Catch and shoot 3. Got it. Teresa. Third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3 of the quarter, and the Irish are up 39-8. Teresa only scored 5 against these guys the first time. She got 15 here in the first half. There's a pass inside. Tipped away. Sharp Frazier, Brooklyn Sharp Frazier, ended up with the ball, but there was a foul on Ortuno, her first shooting foul, as Bennett was trying to shoot it up. So Grace Bennett, one of the WAVA freshmen, misses the first shot. WAVA's 0 for 3 from the line. They did not shoot a free throw in the first quarter. Lindley Donnelly comes in for Mendoza. Benavides is also back in. So Benavides, Sharp, Frazier, Ortuno, Donnelly, and Holtzinger. Bennett misses both. Holtzinger down there behind the defense, but Benavides says, well, just slow it down. They get to Ortuno. Nobody on Ortuno. Shoots a 5-footer and hits it. Defensive breakdown by the Knights. Ortuno with nobody on her. Nice finish. Sometimes those ones where you're uncovered underneath are the hardest ones. 35 seconds to go in the half. Irish girls up 41-8. Bennett on the baseline to Williams. She'll shoot from 17 on the baseline. Won't go. Benavidez with the rebound. She'll push it up the right sideline. Ortuno running the floor. Gets it to her on the baseline. She's guarded by Williams. Cross-court pass intended for Donnelly. Stolen away by Bennett. I tell you what, that Bennett girl. Grace Bennett. She is a hustler. 15.7 seconds to go now. It was off Bennett, so the Irish will inbound. They can play for the last shot if they choose. Holzinger gets a screen from Sharp. Frazier will shoot the three. It's short. Rebounded by Bennett. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball's knocked loose. Rolls into backcourt. Holzinger's got it. She'll throw a full court. Oh! She threw a hard baseball pass in three quarters court, and it had plenty of juice on it, and it hit the front rim straight on and bounced into the bleachers right over by her mom and her grandma. And she got a chuckle out of it. The Irish boys coaching staff liked that one as well, and so did I. Irish girls in control at the half here at DeSales. They lead to the Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights 41-8. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. The Sales girls in control in this one, 41-8. It was a ragged start to the game against the winless Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights. It was 6-2, then it was 8-2, and back and forth, missed shots, turnovers. Coach Hazeltine took a timeout. The girls settled down, and they figured out that Peyton Benavidez, close to the basket, was a tough matchup. The 5'8 junior ended up scoring 14 first quarter points, a lot of them in transition after the Irish stole the ball against the press. And then the second quarter was Teresa Holzinger. Lon and I were talking that during the break that Peyton and Teresa maybe made a deal, huh?
Yeah, well, they just, Peyton, I don't know if she shot in the second quarter because she was sitting on the bench most of the time.
Yeah, because Teresa scored 13 second quarter points, including back-to-back three-pointers. On an inbound play, she got the ball in the left corner, swished it. I call that Rip City, the old Blazers call by John Shonley, the Blazers announcer. And he would call Rip City anytime it was a swish. The net got caught up on the rim. The Irish stole the inbound, hit Teresa on the right wing, and she swished it again. knocking the net back to where it belonged. So she hit three, Hank Warden did, Edward Jones threes total in that second quarter. And DeSales outscores Waba 20-6. Waba actually scored four in a row at one point in that quarter, having a little bit of success. That's a look at the scoring summary. We'll be back with a look at a busy schedule this week for the Irish girls and boys. Final week of the regular season in the Southeast 1B Grape Division. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
22 little athlete.
We're back live at the half. The Irish girls up 41-8. As I mentioned a few times tonight, this is the first game of a four-game week. The Lady Irish are in a three-way log jam for second, third, and fourth place with Sunnyside Christian and Liberty Christian. The Irish travel to Liberty Christian tomorrow, girls and boys. And then that girls will tip off at 6. And then Friday, Sunnyside Christian comes to DeSales. Girls will tip off at 6. And Saturday, the final game of the regular season, Touche is in the Irish gym. And the boys... situation in the standings, Liberty Christian is in first place, undefeated and ranked number one in the state. The Sales is one game behind them, their only loss in division play to Liberty Christian. So that'll be a big game as the Irish boys will try to catch Liberty Christian and tie them by beating them on their own floor tomorrow. And then the Irish boys, of course, will take on Sunnyside Christian Friday, who is at 7-3 and in third place right now, and then end up with Touche. Touche is also a likely qualifier. They are at 6-5 in league. Riverside Christian at 5-7 theoretically could catch or tie Liberty Christian for that final four, or Touche for that final four spot. And Touche's a very athletic team. And they'd be a fun one to watch. So a lot of basketball at Liberty Christian tomorrow, home against Sunnyside Christian Friday, home against Touche to end the regular season on Saturday. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as both teams have finished their shooting. They are now warm, huddle up around their coaches over on the sideline. Irish girls up 41-8. Wava's scoring. Coach Coswell's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 girls in the ballgame. Three of them have scored. Brianna Thomas, 2 points. 2 points for Abby Caswell and 4 points for Addison Stewart to lead the very young Wava Knights team in scoring. For Coach Hazeltine, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 girls in the ball game, and 7 of them have scored points. 1 for Gretchen Ferraro, 2 for Maddie Ortuno, 2 for Brooklyn Sharp Frazier, 3 for Addison Mason, and then 14 for Peyton Benavidez, 15 for Teresa Holtzinger, 4 for Lindley Donnelly. Yes, Sales will start the third quarter with the ball. Holtzinger gets it to Benavidez, back to Treese in the corner. Shot at the mark won't go. Rebound by the Knights. Natalie Pearson. Pearson gets it to Bennett. Bennett to Thomas. Thomas to the right elbow. Jump shot won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Holtzinger. Teresa surveying the floor. The Knights hustle back on defense in those road maroon uniforms. Get it to Mendoza. The high post to Mason. Mason drives strong all the way to the basket. Misses the shot. Now we've got a rebound foul on Benavidez. Addison got that ball several times in the first half just inside the foul line and took jump shots. That time she put it on the deck, got a wide open lay-in, but a little too much juice on the shot. A little too hard off the backboard. 7:19 to go, just underway second half. Williams on the drive, gets by Benavidez and puts it in. So the Knights score first in the third quarter. It's 41-10. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Holtzinger between the circles. Irish working down to my left now, in front of Coach Hazeltine and his bench players. Down low to Benavidez, open again. She lays it in. The Knights have not figured that out. Peyton just standing on the low block and nobody near. Irish up 43-10. Peyton's got 16. And there's a ball dribbled off the leg of Bennett, goes right to Holtzinger. Teresa surveys the defense. Now they'll set it up. Swing it left wing to Benavidez. Down low to Ortuno, who dumps it to Mason for a lay-in. The defense went to Ortuno on the baseline. Mason went from the high post, cut right to the basket. Ortuno's got a lot of assists tonight. Mason's got 4 points. 5 points, excuse me. Got a whistle and a foul as Williams had the ball on the right wing. And that foul's on Benavidez, her third. Williams will go to this line and shoot 2 free throws. Williams hit a bucket just a moment ago to get the Knights into double figures at 10 points. Williams' first free throw is off the back iron. 6:21 to go, third quarter. The second one on the way by Emma Williams. It's backboard, nothing else, and they'll blow the whistle and inbound the ball. Reagan Bryant, the freshman, went after that loose ball. They blew the whistle, and she said, why'd they do that?
Missed the rim.
Yep.
No rimmer.
No rimmer. Holtzinger will bring it across the timeline. 2-3 zone defense waiting for him. There now, Mendoza on the left wing, up top between the circles to Benavidez. Right wing to Holtzinger, back up top to Mason. Swing it over to Mendoza, now down in the short corner to Benavidez. 12-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by the Knights. Brianna Thomas with it. She'll bring it into front court. Throws a wild one over on the left sideline. Bennett will save it. right to Williams, to Thomas for the lay-in. That was actually to Bryant, to Thomas. Good hustle by Bennett to save the errant pass. Thomas lays it in. Irish up 45-12. Swing it over to Holtzinger. Long, high lob from Mendoza. Now she gets it back to Benavides in the left corner by Mendoza. Stolen by Bennett. Little number 22, Grace Bennett, the freshman, making some plays. Now Williams with it. Irish up 45-12. Fortuno slaps the ball away from Bennett. She throws it away right to Mendoza. Now Teresa will slow it down. Nick has the time, says, timeout. Nikki wants his girls working on their pattern offense. They want to race up and down the floor. 5:15 to go, third quarter. DeSales will have the ball and a commanding lead at 45-12 when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The sales inbounds after the timeout. Two quick passes and a lay-in for Peyton Benavides. Got the ball inbounds in front of the Irish bench. Pass it to the top of the key to the wing and Benavides for the lay-in. Irish up 47-12. Bennett misses the other way for the Knights. Thomas runs down the rebound. The Knights out front will set their offense. Pearson gets it inside to Thomas. Throws up a tough shot. Won't go. Rebound Mendoza. Mendoza will get it to Holtzinger. Hold up, says Coach Holtzinger. Holt Hazeltine. Holtzinger with the pass to Mendoza is what I was about to say. And then Mason throws a wild one over Holtzinger. Singer's head and out of bounds. Lindley Donnelly set to check in for DeSales. And Mendoza will come up. Picasso comes in as well. And Ortuno comes out of the ballgame. Nick Hazeltine definitely has his substitution plan in order for this ballgame, likely anticipating the high likelihood that the girls will be in control of this one against the winless Knights. And they are 47-12. The terrace for the Knights is checked in. She throws a long pass too high for Christensen as Coach Coswell went with five new players there coming out after that timeout. For DeSales, it's Holtzinger, Benavides, and Mason, three starters along with Donnelly and Casso. They find Benavides open down the baseline. Eight-footer won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Claire Vixie, a sophomore who's checked in. Now to Nateris, pass ahead to Stewart, got behind the defense, catches it, puts a little fadeaway up, it won't go. Rebound Holtzinger. Good hustle by Stewart. Holtzinger ahead to Mason. Mason finishes a lay-in. Running hard up the left side, kind of bad angle at first, but got it up off the backboard softly. That's the key word, softly. And Mason has seven. Irish up 49-12. Christensen. Gets it off to Stewart. Now on the baseline it goes to Coswell. Over to Christensen. Her shot won't go. Coswell with the rebound. Her shot off the mark. Saved by Stewart. But right to Holtzinger. Teresa one on three. She'll split the defense. Put the shot up. Won't go. Benavides with the rebound and the lay-in. Peyton has 20 points. 14 in the first quarter. 6 here in the third quarter. Irish up 51-12. Deep right wing pass goes to Christensen. She'll hand it to Coswell. Back up top to Nataris. Down low to Christensen. 12-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound by Donnelly. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Addison Stewart. And now Ferraro comes into the ball game, and Liliana Osorio Rivas checks in for the first time. There she is. I wonder where she was in the first half. So Coach Hazeltine now has five reserve players on the floor. Sharp Frazier, the 6'1 senior. She has the ball right now at the high post. Finds Casso underneath. Shot up over Christensen. Won't go. Rebound, Coswell. Outlet to Christensen. Again, a very young team from WAVA. Mostly freshmen and sophomores. They have one junior, no seniors. Pass on the wing to Stewart. Knocked away by Rivas, but then she can't get control of it as she heads up the sideline. Loses it out of bounds. 2:27 to go, third quarter, 51-12 to Sales. Abby Coswell gets it inbounds to Stewart. Stewart over to Nateris. Nateris to Stewart again, and then a pass out to Christensen off her hands and out of bounds. Casso will inbound it to Donnelly. Lindley will run the offense.
Start the clock.
Five-three sophomore. Yeah, now they got it going. They got to keep that clock rolling. 2:14 to go in the third. To Frazier. She puts up a hook shot off the side of the backboard right to Coswell. 2 minutes to go in the third. Rebas steals the ball from Stewart at half court. Goes strong the other way. She's fouled. Shot didn't go on the lane attempt, but the foul is on Abby Coswell. Liliana Osorio Rivas will shoot the first two free throws of the second half for the Irish. They were 2 of 6 from the line in the second, or the first half, excuse me. 1:58 to go. Osorio Rivas wears that number one in the forest green with the Vegas trim on the home white uniforms, and she hits the first free throw. Little left-hander swirls around and drops in.
For a 40-point lead.
Yep, 52-12. That's 40 points. That means the clock should run from now on. Once you get to 40 points, you just keep it going, except for a couple circumstances. She misses the second one. Ferraro sneaks in there to try to grab the rebound, then has it knocked away by Stewart. So, yes, there we go. The clock's running. Rivas is going to come back out of the ball game, and Natalie Hernandez checks in. Casso will inbound. So nice hustle by Ferraro to get a possession back. They lob it inside to Frazier. She has it knocked away. Ball's loose. Stewart picks it up. The freshman gets it to Nateris. Another freshman. Left wing pass to Coswell. Coswell fire the three. She hit it. And she's got a big smile on her face. And that was a Rip City nothing but net. Hank Warden Edward Jones three by Abby Coswell. 52-15 Irish.
Good.
Frazier gets the ball mid post, shoots that hook shot again. Off the mark, rebound Christensen. She must have been working on that in practice. Stewart to Nateris. Back to Stewart, and Christensen traveled. Nateris traveled before she passed it, as she passed it to Christensen. It's nice to see the smile on Abby Coswell's face. She caught it. Good form, nothing but net. And now Nateris comes out of the ball game. And number one on the Knights roster comes in. I do not have her on the book. She steals the ball. We'll find out, try to figure out who number one is. And now Stewart will fire three out the top of the backboard. Coswell with the long rebound. Now Christensen with it. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Also in the game is Ellis, their junior, and there's a travel call as Coswell got her feet tangled up as she was trying to turn and pass. I think she got caught between should I shoot it or should I pass it. 10 seconds to go. Donnelly into front court as we close out the third quarter. Hernandez to Ferraro. Three on the way. Left wing off the back iron. Rebound, Casso. Shot won't go. Hernandez with the rebound. Her putback is off the mark as well. The third quarter is over. The Lady Irish in front, 52-15. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet.
Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
It's Abigail Carpenter. Yeah. She's the one. We're back live trying to figure out who number one is. There's 12 players on the roster. The only one who hadn't played yet is number 12, Abigail Carpenter. And I don't see a number 12 on their bench, so I'm guessing number one is Carpenter. Well, that's what we're going to call her. The Knights will start the fourth quarter with the ball. Christensen misses shot. Benavides with the rebound. Benavides, Holsinger, Mason, Ortuno, and Mendoza. The starting five for the Irish are out there. Some people say, why do you have your starting five in there? And Holsinger shoots a three. It's short. Mendoza tries to save it. And I can't necessarily speak for Coach Hazeltine, but as a longtime coach and been around this sport a long time, my speculation is we have a big game with Liberty Christian tomorrow, and the girls did not play Saturday or Sunday, so he's treating this like a practice situation, so his girls are fresh and game ready tomorrow at a big game against Liberty Christian, a team that's one game ahead of them in the standings. There's a three attempt from Benavides in the right wing. It's off the mark. Rebound Christensen. Pass to half court to Stewart. Now to Carpenter, I think. That's Carpenter. Stolen away from her by Ortuno. Now Holtzinger's got it. Treason to front court, left wing to Benavides. High post to Mason. Down low to Ortuno. Her shot wild, not the mark. Rebound Bixie. Has it knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Caswell. Caswell to Christensen, knocked away by Mendoza. Holtzinger's got it. She'll race the other way, and she'll go up strong with the left hand in traffic. Off the mark. Rebound Mendoza back to Therese, and the Irish will reset. Therese on the right wing up top to Benavides. Swing it to Mendoza. Cross court to Teresa behind the line. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound Mason. She has it stripped on the way back up, and now the ball's loose. Mendoza's got it back to Holtzinger, and they're reset. Fresh 30 seconds. Right wing pass to Benavides, three on the way, off the backboard, off the rim, won't go, gets her own rebound, she's fouled hard, right around the neck by Coswell, and Coswell says, ooh, I'm sorry. I'm assuming that's what she probably said.
Oh, absolutely.
So Benavides with 20 points will have a chance to add to that, and after her first free throw, Nick Hazeltine will send four girls into the ballgame, get his starting lineup out of there. Benavides will have to wait till after the second free throw. She hits the first one. Her first free throw attempt of the night. So Rivas Osorio, Donnelly, Ferraro, and Hernandez check in. Coach Coswell will take out four players as well. Williams, Bennett, Pearson, three starters. Benavides is the second one off the mark, so she'll stay in the game. Maybe she missed it on purpose so she could stay in. Up court come the Knights to Bennett. Bennett to Thomas off her leg. Now Rivas has got it. She's coming the other way. Knocks the ball off her shin, off her foot, and out of bounds. Now Audrey Casso can check in for Peyton Benavides. So Peyton Benavides scores in every quarter for a total of 21 points as she's sitting down for the, I'm assuming, the final time in the ballgame. Ball goes out of bounds. Knights lose it. And the Irish will inbound and come into back into front court to our left. Rivas in the corner to Hernandez. Hernandez, one dribble, gets high post to Casso. No room to shoot. Pass down low to Donnelly. Ball slapped away by Bennett. Picked up by Pearson. Now with it is Williams up the right side back to Bennett. Now swing it over to Pearson inside to Thomas, and she collides with Casso. That's going to be a foul Moncaso. Her first. 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Irish up 43-15. They inbound it to Pearson, knocked away by Hernandez, and now Hernandez tied up with Thomas. Good defense by Natalie Hernandez. Inbound pass knocked away and stolen away by Donnelly. It goes out of bounds off of Lindley. Thomas will inbound it again. Pass up top, knocked away by Hernandez. Loose ball picked up by Rivas. Has it knocked away, gets it back. She'll bring it into front court. Right wing pass goes to Ferraro. DeCasso dribbles right around an opponent and lays it in. Nice job by Audrey Casso. Irish up 55-15. Knights send five players. Coach Coswell sends five players to the scorers table to check in. Coach Hazeltine will send three more. Brooklyn, Sharp, Frazier, and then a couple girls who haven't been in the ballgame yet. Everybody will wait. The foul is on Donnelly, and Williams will shoot two free throws. Clock stops with 3:31 to go during the free throw, even if it's a running clock situation. First one is off the mark. And another group of substitutions. Casso, Ferraro, and Donnelly will sit down. Number 10, I think, is Bree Martinez. I'm not positive. Or it's Anna Casso. They've taken turns wearing the same jersey. I'm honestly not sure which one is which. So Williams hits the free throw, and she'll come out of the ballgame. Martinez in the cross front court to Sario Rivas. Gets it to Sharp Frazier down low. To Hernandez back to Sharp Frazier. Ball knocked away. The Knights run down the loose ball. 55-16. And there's a loose ball picked up by Ramadan. Christina Ramadan, the 5'4 sophomore, is in the ballgame. Passes inside. It's knocked away. Ball's loosed. Last touch by the Knights. So Ramadan will inbound it. Thomas, or Sharp, Frazier wide open underneath. Can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by the Knights. And that's going to be a foul on Osorio Rivas. Trying to slow down Christensen as she was going to head the other way. 55-16 to Sales. Irish retreats on defense. Lady Irish, a big one against Liberty Christian tomorrow night. Irish girls will go to 6-3 with this win. Liberty Christian also 6-3, so they'll be tied for second place. Ramadan blocks a shot by Addison Stewart. The Irish bench players love that. The sophomore Ramadan with the blocked shot. Now Martinez with it. Swing it over to Osorio Rivas. Her pass for Sharp Thomas knocked around the terrace for the Knights. Picks it up. Pass up court, stolen by Rivas. Rivas driving to the basket, has it stolen right back by Coswell. Now to Stewart. Stewart behind the defense, and now Rivas hustles down and knocks it away from her. She is a fast player, really hustles. She's still got it. She's coming all the way the other way. Get it to Hernandez, to Ramadan. Ramadan shots up and off the iron. Rebound tipped, and the Knights, Christensen's got it. She's tied up by Hernandez.
We're having a ball out there.
Yeah. 125 and counting, 55-16, Lady Irish. They'll play Liberty Christian tomorrow for that second-place spot in the division. Inbound to Hernandez. Her pass is stolen away by Stewart. Minute 11 to go, and we got a whistle and a reach-in foul on Rivas out front. Some people would say, why are you calling fouls here in the final minute? Well, you got to keep it under control. Otherwise, it ends up with a little roughhouse basketball if you don't blow the whistle once in a while. Rivas is going to go after that ball hard no matter what. There's a pass that goes right to Ramadan. Ramadan has a block shot and a steal in her time in the ballgame. Inside a minute to go. Martinez. Brings it front court now. Rivas left baseline to Hernandez. Hernandez back up top to Rivas. Has the ball knocked away. Ball comes back now to Rivas. Rivas dribbles it off her foot. It goes right to Stewart. Stewart gets it to Notaris. Notaris pulls on the brakes, puts on the brakes, puts it up and in. And the Walla Walla Valley Academies love that. Fans love that. Notaris gets a bucket. First field goal of the fourth quarter, and that's an air ball by the Irish. The shot, the game clock is going to run out. Irish win it 55-18. We'll be back with the happy totals on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. I'll tell you what, they've got the warm-up music really cranked up. I could not hear the ads. And I tell you what, the boys' teams are out warming up. We'll talk about that in a moment. We'll finish up this girls' broadcast. The Lady Irish win it 55-18. Over Walla Walla Valley Academy. The girls go to 6-3 in the division, 9-8 overall. The Knights, very young team. They drop to 0-9 in the division, 0-10 on the season. The Sales score by quarter, 21-20, 11-3. The Knights, 2-6, 7-3. Irish girls in command right away. as Peyton Benavidez scored 14 first quarter points to break and open a ragged start to the game. It was 6-2 for quite a while. Scoring for the Knights, Coach Coswell got all of his players in the game, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of them. Five of them scored points, 2 for Judith Nateris, 3 for Emma Williams, 4 for Brianna Thomas, 4 for Addison Stewart. Leading scorer for the Knights, Abby Caswell, 5 points. She had a 2-point field goal, and their only Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3 of the game, which came in the third quarter for her 5 points. They were 1 of 8 from the free throw line. For Nick Hazeltine's girls, he got all his players in the game as well. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 girls got in the game for the Lady Irish. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them scored. 1 point for Gretchen Ferraro. 2 each for Audrey Casso, Maddie Ortuno, and Brooklyn Sharp Frazier. Liliana Osorio Rivas also had 1 point. And then 7 points for Addison Mason. And then 2 girls in double figures. Teresa Holtzinger, 15 points all in the first half. She had 13 in the second quarter with 3 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. And then Peyton Benavidez, 21 points, a 5'8 junior, 14 in the first quarter, 7 more in the third quarter, and a free throw at the starting of the fourth quarter, leads all scorers with 21 points. The Irish, 4 of 10 from the free throw line. They committed 12 fouls. The Knights committed 5 fouls. The Lady Irish, big game tomorrow at Liberty Christian, as they will head into that game tied with Liberty Christian for second place at 6-3. Liberty Christian beat the Irish in a close and a little bit controversial game here at DeSales. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. But that's going to about do it for the girls' broadcast. Lon, you're crunching your numbers, looking at a list of player of the game recipients. What do you think tonight?
Well, there were 2 or 3 really good moves tonight, but I thought Audrey Casso had a nice little move for her only shot and probably only 2 points of the game, but it was pretty.
Yeah, it was a pretty one. Well, Audrey hasn't gotten one yet this year, so we'll go with Audrey Casso. Yeah, a little crossover dribble, went right by a defender and laid it up nice and soft. Well, we'll be talking boys basketball when we come back at 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.